Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Aleph. We're starting from three lines from the bottom of the Amud of Tzadik Amud Beis. And Rav Yehuda is going to tell us a little bit more about our Mishnah that we started off at the very beginning of our Perek. You remember we had a three-way machloikis between Reb Meir, the Chachamim, and Reb Shimon. In our Mishnah we said that according to Reb Meir, all the Gagin are Rishus Achasein. All the Gagin in town have one Rishus, they're all attached to one another. You're allowed to carry from Gag A to B to C to D, Gag Z. Yes, you can go and carry all of them. Reb Meir, however, did not mention a word about Chotzer, not a word about Karfeif. Says Rav Yehuda in the bottom of Tzadik Amud Beis, Om Rav Yehuda Kishatim Tzaloimar, if you analyze the words of Reb Meir and you think about it, you'll realize L'divrei Reb Meir, it's not only Gagin Rishus La'atzman, but it's also Chatzeres Rishus La'atzman and Karfifos Rishus La'atzman, which means you can go and carry from Gag to Gag, you can carry from Chotzer to Chotzer, you can carry from Karfif to Karfif, but you cannot carry from Gag to Chotzer to Karfif. Each one is separate on its own. So therefore we have amplified and expanded Reb Meir from just Gagin Rishus La'atzman to include Chatzei Rishus La'atzman and Karfifos Rishus La'atzman. That is the first chidush of Rabbi Yehuda. Second chidush, L'divrei Chachamim. Back in our Mishnah, the Chachamim were very careful to say that every Gag is independent on its own, and therefore you cannot go and carry from one Gag to another. Rav Yehuda doesn't change that, but what Rav Yehuda does do is says that even the Chachamim do agree, however, that a Gag and a Chotzer are Rishus Achas. And so therefore, even though I cannot go and carry from Gag A to Gag B, according to the Chachamim, I can carry from Gag A to Chotzer A, and from Gag B to Chotzer B. When we come to Karfifois, that's Rishus Achas Hein. What Rishus Achas Hein means that, say the Chacham, even though I have expanded that you can go and carry from Gag to Chotzer, I will not go as far as Reb Shimon says that you can go and carry from a Gag to a Chotzer and to a Karfif. Because Karfif Rishus Achas Hein, that is on its own. So you can carry from a Karfif to a Karfif, but you cannot go and carry from a Gag and a Chotzer to a Karfif. So, Chachomim have now kind of Yovi HaKosav HaShlishi V'Achriya B'Neyam. Let's just get to Reb Shimon. We'll come back to Chachom in a moment. The Reb Shimon, Kulan Rishus Achasein. Kulan means all three. The Gag, the Chotzer, and the Karfif. You can carry from the Gag to the Chotzer to the Karfif, and backwards and forwards, all three are merged into one. So therefore, Reb Meir on the one side says, all the Gagin are one Rishus, all the Chotzers are one Rishus, all the Karfifos are one Rishus. Says Reb Shimon, no, all the Gagin, Chatzeres, and Karfifos together are one Rishus. Say the Chachamim, I'm going to make a little bit of a compromise. And that is, the Gagin and the Chatzeres are one Rishus, but the Gagin, Chatzeres, and Karfifois are not one Rishus. The Gagin, Chatzeres are one, the Karfifois are separate. Why are they separate? Rashi explains, because the Tashmish of a Gag and the Tashmish of a Chotzer are very, very similar. In the terms of, presumably, when a person has extra objects lying around, Chweis, person has a bunch of folding chairs, and he needs to go and sometimes take them out for guests and put them away when there are no guests. So, both on the Gag and the Chotzer, you have a convenient place to put that. Karfifas apparently were a little bit further removed from the house, and therefore that was not a convenient place for your average, normal Tashmishin. Anyway, therefore, Gag and Chatzeris is one Rishus, Karfif is a separate Rishus. Where does Rav Yehuda take this from? After all, the Rav Shimon is Beferish in our Mishnah. There's no great chidush on the part of Rav Yehuda. There in our Mishnah already said, Rav Shimon said, you can go and carry from a Gag to a Chotzer to a Karfif. Rav Yehuda expanded upon Reb Meir, but I understand where he's coming from. Once you say the Gag and Rishus La'atzman, so parallel halacha, Chatzeres Rishus La'atzman, and Karfif is Rishus La'atzman. where do we know that the Chachamim hold Gagin b'chatzer Rishus Achasein? L'chayre, that is not consistent with the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that the Gagin are each one individually, and they do not merge. And in fact, Rav Yehuda agrees with that, that you cannot carry from Gag A to B to C. You can only carry from Gag A to Chotzer A, but not from Gag A to Chotzer B. I'm sorry, from Gag A to Gag B. Says Rashi, the reason is because by Gagin, we look at the diurin lamala ki diurin lamata, which means, just like a person cannot carry from bias A to bias B, unless you make an Eruv, because these are separate houses, the Gag on top is an integral part of the house down below. And just like the house down below, A cannot carry to B without an Eruv, Gag A cannot carry to Gag B without an Eruv. How can you go and carry from a Gag to Chotzer? That's what we were saying before. The Rashi says that Gag and the Chotzer, the Tashmish, is very similar, and so therefore they have the same halacha. Where does Rav Yehuda take this from? You don't see it in the Mishnah. So Rashi says that it's Naktinan. Rav Yehuda has it be Kabbalah from his Rabbi and from his Rabbi and from his Rabbi. And we will see Mechim on the Amud Beis in another few minutes. And in fact, that there is a Braisa where the Gemara interprets the Braisa Aliba de Rabbanon, where that Braisa says that according to Rabbanon, even though you cannot go and carry from a Gag to a Chotzer to a Karviv, you can carry from a Gag to a Chotzer. So we have to wait for that price in the other days. In the meantime, Tanya Kavosi de Rav, Tanya Kavosi de Rav Yehuda. We're going to bring a Raya to Rav and to Rav Yehuda. Now, Rav Yehuda we just brought. Question is, what halacha of Rav are we going to bring a Raya to? If you recall, Rav back on Friday was slightly different than the Rav that we had yesterday on Shabbos Kodesh. So Rashi says we're focusing on the Friday Rav, Rav of Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, where Rav said at that time that if you have a bunch of Gagin, which are all attached to one another, according to the Rabbanon, not only can you not carry from Gag A to Gag B, but even in Gag A itself, you can only carry Dalid Amos. Only Dalid Amos. Yes, there was Rav yesterday that said you can go and carry the entire length and breadth of the Gag. And you remember the Gemara asked, how is that possible? Chasira. And the Gemara says one case is Mechitzos Nikorois, and one case is Mechitzos She'ena Nikorois. If you can go and use the good Asik principle to see the Mechitzos coming up, then you can go and carry the length and breadth. However, if you cannot see them, then you cannot. When could you, when can you not? If they're attached, you don't see the good asik. If they are separated, then you do see the good asik. You see the walls coming up, and then you can go and carry the length and the breadth. So we're talking about a case of Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, where they're all attached together, and therefore you cannot see the machitzas coming up. You can only carry within Dalid Amos. So we're going to bring a raya that that's what the Chachamim hold from the following Braisa. Not only is it a raya, but in fact it's very, very clear in the Braisa, word for word, what Rav just said. Says Imar Tani Kibasi to Rav, the first 6-7 lines is Rav Meir, which of course is very, very choshuv, but it's not necessary for purposes of the Raya to Rav. The Raya to Rav, again, Rav is talking Alima de Chachamim, that you only have the 4 Amos on top of the roof. Says Imar Tani Kibasi to Rav, Kol Gagoy Soir, Rishus Achasein. This is like Rav Meir in the Mishnah. In fact, we're going to see this is Divri Rav Meir in another 5 lines. Kol Gagas Irishus Achasei. The Oser Lahalis Ulahoyrid Min Agagin Lechotzim Min Achotzim Legagin. Even though I, Rav Meir, hold the Gagas are all the same, and Rabbi Yehuda, remember, expanded this to say that all the Chatzeroi is all the same, but Gag and Chotzer are 2 different Rishuyos. You cannot carry from a Gag to a Chotzer, and a Chotzer to a Gag. And Rashi points out that this is consistent with what we said in the Mishnah, that Rav Meir said that even by Gagin, you cannot go and carry from one Gag to the other if one is Gavoya Yud from the other, if it's 10 Tvachim taller. And again, the reason for that is Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said in the Gemara, because of the Gzeira Mishum, Omud or Tail in the Rishus Harab, that if you're going to allow people to go and carry and put things on the Omud Rishus HaYachid, even though they're 2 Rishuyos of Rishus HaYachid, they shouldn't be a problem. the gzeira mishum tel b'shus rabim, and therefore also the same gzeira by the gagoys, because one gag which is taller or higher 10 tvachim than the next gag is like a tail among the gagin, and therefore you're not allowed to go and carry from a gag which is lower to a gag which is higher by 10 tvachim. Aha. Okay, and therefore, says Rashi, the same thing applies from a gag to a chatzer, because a chatzer typically is 10 tvachim or more lower than the gag. In fact, if the gag happens to be on the top of the first or second or third story, to get down to the chatzer is quite a distance. So, just like you cannot go and carry from a gag to another gag, which is 10 tvachim, you cannot carry from a gag to a chatzer, or from a chatzer to a gag. Furthermore, v'kelim sheshofsu b'chotzer mutl taltalim b'chotzer b'gagin mutl taltalim b'gagin. So now this is similar to what we had in the name of what Rabbi Yehuda said at the outset, and that is the halacha according to Rabbi Meir is not restricted to the halacha of the gagin, but the same thing applies to chatzeros, that what that you can go and carry from one gag to the next, you can carry from one chotzer to the next, and left unsaid is that you can also carry from one karfif to the next. But you cannot go and carry from a gag to a chatzir to a karfif. That's Reb Shimon. That's not Reb Meir. Reb Meir just says each one you can carry from the gagin to the gagin. So if kelim sheshofsu b'chatzir, mutl taltalim b'chatzir. If you have kelim b'gagin, mutl taltalim b'gagin. Ulbavad, and once again we repeat, shelo yehi gag gavoy yud, oy namach yud divrei Reb Meir. So this Reb Meir is fine and is consistent with what we've had later of Yehuda and our Mishnah. But the reason why we brought this braisa was to bring a raya to Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said, according to the Chachamim, if all of the gagin are attached to one another, you do not have mechitzos nikarais for purposes of good asik mechitzta. What's the din? Say, says Rav, according to Chachamim, you can only carry dalid amois on each gag. I go up to the top of gag A, I can only carry dalet amos, not the length and the breadth of the gag, unlike Shmuel. So what does it say in the Braisa? The chamoimim kol echad v'echad reshus liatzma. You cannot carry from gag A to gag B. Ve'imetaltlim by ele b'dalet. Oh, word for word like Rav, you can only be metaltlim dalet. Beautiful, exactly like we said. Fine. We've concluded now the Braisa Aliba Deraya Aliba Derbiyud. Now, Aliba Derav. Now, Tani Kavasa Rav Yehuda. Let's bring a Raya to Rav Yehuda. And we're specifically focusing on, says Rashi, on Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon says you can go and carry from a gag to a chotzer to a karfif and back and forth, no issue. So, says the Braisa Tani Kavasa Rav Yehuda, Omer Rebbe. Rebbe is now recounting his youth when he learned in the yeshiva years before by Reb Shimon. I remember years ago when we learned in the yeshiva of Reb Shimon b'Takoya. He was Shabbos Kodesh, and the Mefarshim point out that this is in the earlier days before later Takonos, because over years there were a series of Takonos Lagabi, how much you're allowed to go and rinse or bathe on Shabbos. You're certainly not allowed to go and heat up water on Shabbos to go and bathe. That's, of course, an Issa Molocha D'Araisa, Havara, Bishul, goes without saying. But what happens if you have hot water from Erev Shabbos? Or what happens if you have cold water? Or what happens if you have natural hot springs like Chamei Tiberia? So there were stages that we learned back in Masechta Shabbos where they kept on answering this and that and this and that, all because the balonim in the Bati Merchitz were unfortunately, thank you, and the Bati Merchitz were unfortunately not reliable and not erlich, and therefore they would say, yeah, this water was heated up from yesterday, but the truth of the matter was they heated it up on Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Anyway, beginning back to the Gemara, it says, Rebbe, so this our Gemara is talking about in the good old days when you were able to go and, for instance, bathe in cold water on Shabbos. So Rabbi said, "Kishin loim the dayra etzor Reb Shimon b'tkoya hayin mal in shemen valuntis migag lagad." We would go and take up the shemen that was anointing oil and aluntis and towels migag lagad from one roof to the next migag lechotze michotze lechotze michotze lekarviv mikarviv lekarviv acher ad shiyin magiyin etzal amayin shiyin roichzim bay. So the point that Rabbi is trying to make is that wherever the yeshiva was fairly remote from wherever the mayan was. And therefore, one would have thought how are we going to go and take over the shemen and aluntis and the towels over to the Mayan? It's a distance of it's some distance, and they didn't make any Eruv, so how are we going to go and carry? So says Rebbe, I remember that Reb Shimon was matir, he allowed us to go and carry, I don't know, maybe a half a mile from roof to roof, and from roof to chotzer, and chotzer to karfif. No problem, until we finally got to that Mayan. So what do we see crystal clearly? Just like Reb Yehuda said on the third line from the top of the Amid, the Divi Reb Shimon, Kulon Rishus Achas, saying they're all one big Rishus. Kag, Karfef, and Chotzer, all one Rishus. Beautiful. We could stop here the Braisa, that's already the Raya, but the Gemara continues further in the Braisa to try to bring yet another Raya. Om Rabbi Yehuda Masa B'Shas HaSakana. I remember the time of the Sakana. The time of the Sakana means that the secular governments, unfortunately, were trying to rid Klal Yisrael of their holy Torah, and therefore they didn't allow them to go and lane or learn Torah B'tzibor. And therefore, if Yehuda says, I remember Masa B'Shas HaSakana, V'yina Mal and Sefer Torah Mechotz L'Gag, Megag L'Chotz, Mechotz L'Karfif. Licorice boy. All the Sefer Torah apparently were taken out of the Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashois, so that the government would say, no Sefer Torah. If no Sefer Torah, then we can't lay. But when the guards were not looking on Shabbos, they would go and bring in the Sefer Torah from the Gag to the Chotzer, and the Chotzer to the Gag, the Chotzer to the Karfif, or licorice bite to be able to go and read the Sefer Torah in Shul. So the Chayyah, again, I have a ride that can go from Chotzer to the Gag and Gag to Karfif, etc. Amruloi, on this case, said the Chachom to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shasa Sakona Raya. That's a very, very nice story. The Baruch Hashem Yidu and Moise Nefesh to keep the Torah. Well, the Maisa, this is not a right to what Reb Shimon really holds, because it could be that even the Chachamim or even Reb Meir might have been matir under those circumstances, because remember, all of the halachas of carrying from Gag to Karfif to Chotzer, none of these are classic Rishus HaYochas, Rishus HaRabim's D'Oraisa, and so therefore, min haTorah, there's really no issue over here of carrying on all of these places. If anything, they all have the same din of Rishus HaYochid. Min haTorah, you can carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Each one of these karfis, Rashi says, is talking about that it was less than a base of Sayim, so you don't have a problem of a potential caramelist. So, it's out of the Rishus HaYochid. If it's Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to carry. It's only the Rabbanon that you're allowed to go and carry. So the same Rabbanon said that under these difficult circumstances of Rachman Litzlan B'Shasa Sakana, you can be matir to go and take the Sefer Torah from the Chotzer to Gag. So bottom line is, we have no raya to Reb Shimon under those circumstances. To what Reb Shimon held under those circumstances. We have a good raya from the case of the Mayan. That's an excellent raya. But we have no raya from the second case. Okay, on to our Mishnah once again, where Reb Shimon said, Echad Gagin, V'yechad Chatzeirois, V'yechad Karfifin, all of them are Rishus Achas. Omer Rav, Aloch Reb Shimon, yes, the halacha is Reb Shimon, you are allowed to carry from one to the next. However, Rav adds, V'hu shaloi irvu, that stavka, if they did not make an eruv from the bayis to the chotzer. We're not talking about from the gag to the chotzer to the karfif. Of course, if you made an eruv around the whole community and you made a beautiful Chinese wall, a room and a room from Allah Zaitan, that is clear cut according to all authorities that it's a kosher Erev. Of course, then you're allowed to go and carry. What are we talking about? When it says, V'hu shaloi irvu, is a situation that they were not ma'arev from a bias to a chatzim. Let's say you have, like the classic cases that we have throughout our Masechta. You have a chotzer and you have five diurin, five inhabitants, five residents that live around the chotzer. If they didn't make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, they're not allowed to go and carry from the houses to the chatzeres. According to Reb Shimon, even though you cannot carry from the house to the chotzer, but you can go and carry from the gag to the chotzer, and for that matter, from the chotzer to the gag. Says Rav, you can only carry under those circumstances where you do not make an Erev from the Batim to the Chotzer. You did not make an Eruv Chatzeres. Then you're allowed to go and carry from Gag to Gag and Gag to Chotzer and Chotzer to Karfif. However, Avul Eruv, if they did make an Eruv from their private batim to the Chatzir, in other words, a typical Eruvei Chatzeres, loy, you're not allowed to go and carry now from the Gag to the Chatzir, or the Chatzir to the Karf of according to Shimon. Why not? Says the Mordi goes, Rinan Dilma Osil Afuke Mani Debatim Lechatzir. Oh, what does all of that mean? So you remember we had at the very end of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said, and we quoted it earlier, Reb Shimon says, Echad Gagois, Echad Chatzeirois, Echad Karfifois, Rishus Achasem Lekelim Sheshavsu Letoichon, V'loi Lekelim Sheshavsu Betoich Abayis. If you have Kelim that were Shoivis Betoich Abayis, Betoich Abayis means inside the house, and you were able to, and you transported those Kelim that were originally Friday night, Bein Hashmashes, inside the house, and now Friday night, or Shabbos morning, you took them out of the house, and you put them in the Chatzer, says Reb Shimon, oh no, those Chafetzim that you put inside the Chatzer, you cannot transport now from the Chatzer to the Gag, and the Gag to the Charf. The only ones you're allowed to are those that were Shoivis in one of those Rishuyois from Erev Shabbos. So Friday night, when it was Bein Hashmashes, if you had objects lying in the Gag, you had items lying in the Chatzer, objects in the Karfif, no problem, you can go and bring them one to the other and carry them one to the other, no problem. However, Kelim that were inside the house on Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes, you're not allowed to go and take from the Bayis to the Chatzer, and then Chatzer in turn to the Gag and to the Karfif, etc. What's the reason why? Says Rav. So back to our Gemara. So Rav says, "Vushalay Irva they didn't were not ma'ariv it. As a result of not being ma'ariv, we're not going to have objects from the house inside the Gag or inside the Chatzar because there was no Erev made. Since they didn't go and make an Erev, then I don't have to be concerned that they're going to take no objects which were originally in the house, which are now in the Chatzar, and now carry them from the Chatzar to the Gag, or the Chatzir to the Karf. Avil Irvo, but if they made an Erev Loi, the Gazrin until Ma'osila Fuke Mani Debatim Lechatzir. What's going to happen is that they're going to open up the floodgates, and now people are going to carry everywhere from anything to anywhere. They're going to take things out of the bayis, and not only carry to the Chatzir, which is permissible, because we have the benefit of the Erev. But they're going to go and take those Kalim from the Chatzir, and they're going to take it to the Gag, to the Karfif, that you're not allowed to do. Exactly. And that's what Rav Shimon said in our Mishnah, and therefore says Rav, be very careful. Don't be ma'ariv from the bayis to the chotzer, if you want to be able to carry from the chotzer to the Gag and to the Karfif. Ushmul amar, bein irvu, bein shaloi irvu. Shmul says, I am not gozer, even if you did make an eruv, and you have been able to take out objects from the house and put it in the Chatzer. Shmuel, of course, agrees that Reb Shimon says you cannot take those Kalim and take them further into a Gag or into a Karviv. They got to stay here within the Chatzer. But I'm not goyzer that maybe the person's going to become forgetful and he's going to take the items of the bayis and take them not only into the Chatzer, but take them further.
And if he did do that, what would be the problem? He's taking from Shusha Yachid to Shusha Yachid?
Or is it would be the same thing as if he's carrying from a bayis into a Chatzar without an Erev. So to Shusha Yachid to Shusha Yachid. The Rabbanan says you're not allowed to carry. V'cheinu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan agrees wholeheartedly with Shmuel. And in fact, Rabbi Yochanan asks somewhat rhetorically, Milachshach, the word lachash is to go and say quietly, with a whisper, like the outset of the shir that people were concerned they weren't able to hear. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Milachshach, who whispered to Rav, the Bein Irvu, that Milachshach, who whispered to Rav that there's a difference between Irvu and Shaloi Irvu? No, that loch is Bein Irvu or Bein Shaloi Irvu. In all cases, you can carry from the Chotzer to the Gag and to the Karfif, even if they did make an Erev, and even if they did put objects in the Chatzar. But of course, I agree, be careful not to carry the items from the that were originally in the bayis, which are now in the Chatzar. Those you're not allowed to go and carry. And in fact, what the Gemara says is, l'choira, we're going to have a very, if you will, ironic situation in that. Maskev l'Rav Chizkiya l'Shmuel l'Rabbi Yochanan. According to Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, Yoimru, people are going to go and look and say, isn't that strange? Shnei kelim mechotzer achas, ze muter v'ze osur. You're going to have two identical kelim, two identical, let's say, two identical bechers, both silver bechers that you use for Kiddush on Friday and Shabbos, etc., Friday night and Shabbos. You have one becher that was already in the chotzer, already Friday night before Ben Hashemoshes. Why was the becher there? Because they didn't expect any other guests, and the father of the household, the man in the household, or the lady, whatever, are going to go and make Kiddush. There's only one lady by herself, of course, or with other women. Anyway, they're going to go and make Kiddush. They only need one becher. So one becher they used, and one becher was in the chotzer already from Friday afternoon, from Thursday morning. The becher is there. It doesn't have to be that it was on the ground. Maybe there was a nice little vitrine or whatever, and they put the becher there. Fine. And now, Friday night, after using the becher at Kiddush, it's after Ben Hashemoshes, they no longer need it, they rinsed it out, and they also put that in the vitrine, also there in the chatzim. So now we have two identical cases. One was there already from Thursday, Friday, the other one was only put there Friday night or Shabbos morning. Okay, so now according to Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to have to make sure I know exactly which case I'm talking about, which becher. The becher that was there already from Erev Shabbos, from Thursday, from Friday, in the chotzer, I can take that becher now and take it from the chotzer to the gag, and the gag to the karfif, and the karfif to the gag, and the gag to the chotzer, all around town. No problem. However, the other one that was shevis betuch habayis, and I took out into the chotzer based on a kosher eruv, and I took that out on Friday night or Shabbos morning, and I put it in that same vitrine right next to it. The two kelim, they're twins. They're also that you're now going to carry. You can carry it back into the house. That's not a problem. You can continue carrying it in the same chotzer. Not a problem. That's why you made a ruvi chatzeris. But you cannot carry that from the chotzer to the gag, to the karfif, etc. So, it's going to look very strange.
You have different stickers. You have para, milchus, platelets, chotzer,
fire. And presumably that's what Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan would have instituted if they had stickers at that time.
Well,
anyway.
There's a whole collection of those.
Exactly. Zok Timorin, Reb Shimon Letamei, Deloy Gozar, say Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, there certainly is room for mistakes, and people will err and might decide to go and take both koises out, saying, come on, they're exactly the same. In fact, I remember when I ordered them together from the same silversmith. He went and made the two koises at the same time, they delivered them at the same time, they're the same weight and the same size and the same everything. Just because one was there an hour early and this one was there an hour later, come on, says the Gemara. Rabshim Latamid Legoza. We find another famous case which he had a few times already in our Masechta, that Rabshim is not goyzer that people are going to make a mistake. Titnan. Rabshim, Lamahadova doime, Lasholish chatzeris, Apsuchoi zulezu, Apsuchoi serishusarabim. You have three parallel chatzeris. Each one of them has a door from A to B to C. And they also have doors to the Shusarab. The Irvushte hachitzoinois imhu emtsois. Interesting thing, let's call them A, B, and C. A and B made an Erev. B and C made an Erev. However, A and C did not make an Erev. For whatever reason. Alright, so since A and B made an Erev, he mitorasimah and bein mitorasimah. A and B are allowed to go and carry items from Chotzer A to Chotzer B and from Chotzer B to Chotzer A. Similarly, the people that live in Chotzer C, they can go and carry items from B to C and from C to B. Also no problem. However, A and C are not permissible. A is not allowed to carry to C, and C is not allowed to carry to A. Okay, so let me ask you, Rabbi Sai, what happens on Friday night? The B people, as you can see, are very popular because everybody wants to be ma'arav with them, both the A people and the C people. And the B people, therefore, on Friday night, made a big oynik Shabbos Friday night, and they had people coming from both the A's and from the C's. And everybody was invited to go and bring along something to go and make the oynik Shabbos even more substantial. So you had people from the A that brought in various kalim full of beautiful fruits and cakes and all types of hors d'oeuvres, all types of beautiful things. And the same thing is for the sea people. They also brought in similar beautiful baskets and beautiful trays and platters, etc., etc. So you know what is very likely to happen? Then on Friday night, as everybody goes home, people say, okay, everybody, please go and take your trays and your platters and your kalim, please take them all home. There could very well be a mistake that an A person might take a C kli, or a C person might take an A kli. Says Reb Shimon, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about that maybe the A chotzer people are going to take C chotzer kalim, and I'm not worried that chotzer C kalim are going to go and take chotzer A kalim. I'm not worried that even though I'm going to go and take one of the two bechers, the one that was shoveis betreicha chotzer from Thursday or Friday, I'm not worried that I'm also going to come to take a becher that was shoveis there originally in the bayis and now happens to be in the chotzer Friday night because we made an erev. Moshe Rav Sheshes says, Rav Sheshes, I don't understand this whole discussion whatsoever. Let's go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah Lechayra addresses this exactly and directly. What does it say in the Mishnah? And now we repeat the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Oimer, Echad Gagoyz, Echad Chatzeroyz, V'Echad Karfifoyz V'Shus Achasein, L'Kelim Sheshovsa B'Soichon, L'Kelim Sheshovsa B'Toy Chabayis. The only ones that you're allowed to go and carry from Chotzer to Gag to Karfif, only those kelim that were shoivis in the rishus of either the Gag or the Chotzer or the Karfif. But not the kelim sheshovsa b'tei chabayis. So freiti moriets. I amres b'shloime di irvu. If you're telling me that they made an eruv, haynu de mishkachas l'mani de batim chotzer. So then that's how we can even start talking about making a mistake between those kelim that were there all along in the chotzer and those kelim that were placed there on Friday night or Shabbos morning. How did you place them Friday night or Shabbos morning? On the basis of a kosher Erev. Eliyamas b'shloi Erev, if you're telling me that there was no Erev whatsoever, how do you even have the mani debata mechotzer? They shouldn't even exist. You tell me you put them by mistake or you did an error. The Gemara is assuming that everything was done.
Gentile brother.
We're assuming that it's talking about a case that all was done properly, 1,000%, without Amir Ali Akam issues and without any other issues. We're assuming it was there in the most legal, valid, and kosher way possible. And if that's the case, then how did the mani debata get into the chotzer? It must be that they made an Erev. So you see that even though you make an Erev, Reb Shimon says, no problem. Just be very careful. Don't take the kelim that have the sticker on them that say that they were shoivis betroi chabayis, and only take those that have the sticker that said they were shoivis b'chotzer. Like Brother Shai suggested before, put stickers on them. So the Chayit is a very strong raya to Shmuel and to Rabbi Yochanan against Rav, that even if Irvu, you're allowed to go and carry from the Gag to the Chotzer and Chotzer to the Karfif. Everything who moisim la mafarikla says Rab nish keferlech bekumsa v'sudra. Who moisim la mafarikla doesn't mean the Rabbi answered; it means the Rav Sheshes who asked the question. Who moisim la same Rav Sheshes who asked, he himself answered, but the answer to liba the Rav. The Rav says it's talking about a case bekumsa v'sudra. We had this kumsa v'sudra already earlier. Kumsa v'sudra means hats and scarves or shawls, meaning clothing that got into the chotzer beheter, but not al yidei erev, but rather because the person was wearing it. The person left his house on Shabbos morning, wearing his hat and his scarf, thinking that it was only 34 degrees outside. He goes outside and he finds out it's not 34 degrees Fahrenheit, it's 34 degrees centigrade, Celsius, and therefore he realized, oh, it's boiling. And of course he takes off his hat and he takes off his scarf and he leaves it there in the chotzer. No Erev was made. No Erev was made. How is he allowed to go and wear his hat and wear his scarf out into the chotzer? Because you're wearing. You're allowed to wear your clothing. Even if there's no Erev in the community, you're allowed to go and walk around with your clothing on Shabbos. Nobody's saying you have to take your clothing off. Okay, so that was totally b'derech heter. And he put his hat down and he put down his scarf in the chotzer, all to b'derech heter. No issue involved whatsoever. Now the question is, later on, Baruch Hashem, things cool off. And now we want to go and carry items that were in the chotzer to the Gag and to the Karfev. Ooh. Says the Mishnah, be careful. You can carry any kelim that were shoyves betoich hachotzer from Thursday and Friday. But don't take the hats and don't take those scarves, because they were shoyves on Friday night before Ben Ishmash's betoich habayis. Now they're in the chotzer, b'derech heter, without an erev. But don't carry them further to the chotzer, to the, from the chotzer to the gag, to the karfiv, because that's what Reb Shimon said. Only those kelim that shovsu betoich hachotzer or betoich gag, not betoich habayis. So the kasha on Rav was nicely resolved. And now we're going to bring rayas to Rav. What's the raya? Toshima. Remember, what did Rav say? The Rav says, Davka shaloi irvu. But if irvu, then you cannot carry from one to the other. Says Ibrahim, Toshima. We had this already before in the Gemara. Anchi chotzer, anchi marpesis. Sheshokhu v'loi irvu. You have people that live below in the chotzer. And you have people that live slightly higher in a marpesis. Marpesis is a landing, like a second floor of a house. Today in Eretz Yisrael, marpesis is a terrace. We're not talking about a terrace per se, we're really talking more of a landing on the second floor. Anyway, Shishok v'lo irvu, they were not ma'arav together. Kol shegavoy yutvachim, if there is a mound in the middle of the chotzer, when I say middle of the chotzer, it has to be within 4 tvachim of the marpeset, otherwise you can't even reach it from the marpeset, so it's close by, next to the marpeset. It's 10 tvachim high, and as a result, the people, the B'nai Marpeses, have an easy access, an easy usage of that tel, that omud, whatever is standing out there, 10 tvachim tall. Pachim mikan, if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's only 9 tvachim, then it goes l'chotzer. And you remember back on Daf Nuntes when we had this Gemara. Sorry, not Daf Nuntes, it wasn't that far ago. It was a little bit Daf Pei Dalet, about a week ago, where the Gemara said that even though the Loshen sounds like, oh, Mipochs Mikan Lechotzer, all the Chotzer people can go and use it, the Gemara said, no, that doesn't sound right, because even though the Chotzer people happen to be close, they still need Zrika, the people of Marpeset, they need to do Shoshul, and therefore the Gemara said back on Daf Pei Dalet that the truth of the matter is, when it says lechotzer, it means also to the chotzer, the gam lechotzer. And therefore, since both the Bnei Marpeset and the Bnei Chotzer have equal access to that tel in the chotzer, it becomes osir to both of them. Why does it become osir to both of them? Because they didn't make an eruv. Just like 5 owners that surround the chotzer cannot go and use the chotzer because everybody else's interests and ownership rights interferes with mine, so you have to go mim'arif together. Here too, the right of usage by the chotzer people and the right of the marpesa people are 50-50, they're the same, and therefore each one interferes with the other's right, and you cannot go now, neither can use this tel by putting items on top but taking items off. Continues the braisa. Until now, we had this in the Gemara already before. Now the Gemara adds, which we did not have before. The chotzer belonged to multiple people, and the marpeset belonged to multiple people. The irvu eilu liatzman, eilu liatzman. And the bnei chotzer made their own eruv, and the bnei marpeset made their eruv. But they didn't make an eruv jointly between the chotzer and the marpeset. Just the chotzer on its own, and the marpeset on its own. Or, either down below in the chotzer only belong to one person, or up in the marpeset only belong to one person. So therefore you don't need to make, the chotzer people don't need to make an eruv, because there's only one guy. He's not going to make an eruv with himself. Same thing with the marpeset, only one person, he doesn't have to make an eruv. What happens if they didn't go and make an Erev in the Chotzer and they didn't make an Erev in the Marpeses? So Avahoyu Shuram V'Shokchu V'Lo Irvu Gag V'Chotzer V'Achsadru U'Marpeses Kulon Rishus Achasein. They all have the same status of one Rishus. They all have the status of one rishus. Okay, now, on the surface, no name is mentioned. It sounds, however, that we're talking on Libra de Reb Shimon, Because notice we said the Gag and the Chotzer and the Achsadra and the Marpeses are all one nice big Rishus, all Rishus Achase. And notice that the Braiser was very, very careful and said very clearly, Taima Deloy Irvo, that the reason why we're saying that you're allowed to go and carry is Dafka because they didn't make an Erev. However, if they made a joint Erev, not. What do you mean? Let's go back again to the Lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa says, at the outset, we have a separate Chotzer, we have a separate Marpeses. Both of them have a tel which is equally accessible to both the Chotzer and the Marpeses, because it's lower than 10 Tfachim. Then it's Osir to both. Why was it Osir to both? Said, the Irvu, that both the Chotzer people made an Erev, and the Marpeset people made an Erev. Since they both made an Erev, each one li'atzman, you know what might happen? Some people in the Chotzer are going to put an item on top of that tel, and then people from the Marpeset are going to put their objects on top of the tel, and then there might be utter confusion. And the Chotzer people might take some of the Marpeset items, and the Marpeset item people might take some of the Chotzer items. They said, if you made an eight of the Atzman, no good. But if there was no Erev made, meaning the Bnei Chotzer didn't make an Erev, and the Bnei Karfif didn't, no Karfif, and the Bnei Marpeset didn't make an Erev, nobody made an Erev. Oh, so you don't have to worry about that they might switch one for the other, because you're not going to have a situation where the Bnei Chotzer are going to take items from the bias and put it on this tel. Why won't they take things from the bias? Because they didn't make an Erev. Oh, if they're not going to take things from the bias, they don't have to worry about that the Chotzer bias items are going to be taken by the Marpeset bias people. Why don't they have to worry? Because there won't be any such items from the bias on top of this tel, because they didn't make an Erev. But if they did make an Erev, then Osir, then you're not allowed to. So who made this distinction? Zotimura, Tamad Le'irvu. It's all because they didn't make an Erev, and that's why the Braisa finishes off Gag v'chotzer v'achsadru marpeset klushes achaseh. However, if they did make an Erev, loy. So you see that the distinction that Rav made alibed Reb Shimon, that the only time that you're allowed to go and carry from a Gag to a Chotzer, etc., is only if there was no Erev made. Therefore, there won't be this confusion of objects. But if they did make a separate Erevin, no good. Raya to Rav, not against Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Everything more, you have no Raya. Hamani Rabbanani. Even though we thought that this Braisa sounds like Rabbi Shimon, because it says you can carry from the Gag to the Chotzer to the Achsadr, no, this is Rabbanani. Where did we find that Rabbanan hold you allowed to carry from a Gag to a Chotzer to Achsadr? Oh, that's what we had back on the Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Yehuda on the top line, remember we said that we're going to find a Braisa in the Amud Beis. We started off today's Gemara, the top line of Tzadik Aleph, the Divrei Chachamim, Gagin v'chatzeirois v'shus achas, but Karfifois does not go together with Gagin v'chatzeirois, that's Karfifois v'shus achas, that's a separate v'shus. Now let's go back to this Braisa here. Notice it doesn't say anything about Karfif. How did we leave Karfif out? We have the famous trio of the Gag, Chotzer, and Karfif, and all of a sudden Karfif got lost. It says Gag v'Chotzer v'Achsadr Marpeses Kolushes Achaseh. Says the Gemara, Hamari Rabbanani, Tekanami, I'll bring you a raya. This is not a doichik pshat. This is the real pshat. This is the Rabbanan. It's like Tony Karfif u'Mavi. We left that Karfif in Mavi. Shema mino, it's taka only carrying from Gag to Chotzer and Chotzer to Gag, but leave out Karfif u'Mavi, because this is not Reb Shimon speaking. This is the Rabbanan speaking. No, according to Rabbanan, could very well be that Rav is correct, that we make a distinction between Irvu and Loyirvu. But not according to Reb Shimon. As far as Reb Shimon is concerned, Bein Irvu, Bein Loyirvu, you'll be able to go and carry from Chotzer to Karfif to Gag, etc. So bottom line is, we thought we had a good, strong raya to Rav, and we would doicha, because it's not talking about Reb Shimon, it's Rabbanan speaking. Let's try to bring another raya to Rav from the following braisa. And again, we're going to have Reb Shimon. Toshima. We're not going to get to Reb Shimon immediately. We're only going to get to Reb Shimon after six or seven lines. First we have the Tanakama, and then we're going to get to Reb Shimon. Toshima, Chomesh Chatzeres of Psucha Zula Zu, Psucha Slamovi. We have five Chatzeres parallel to one another. Each one is open to each other, and they also have an opening, a doorway to the Mavi. Vishakul Kulam Vele Irvu. And they forgot, and they did not make an Erev. Now, we don't know at this point yet what means they did not make an Erev. Does that mean that they did not make an Erev from Chatzer Aleph to Beis to Gimel to Dalet to Hay? Or does it mean that they didn't make an Erev within Chatzer Aleph, and within Chatzer Beis, and within Chatzer Gimel? We don't know yet what the answer is. But we will see shortly. All we know so far is, Shachukulam, they all forgot, they didn't make an Erev. In the Havamin of the Gemara assumes that they didn't make an Erev anywhere. They didn't make an Erev between the Chatzerois, and they didn't make an internal Erev within each Chotzer, from the Batim to the Chotzer, and the Chotzer to the Batim. Anyway, also l'hachnas l'hoitzi mi'chotzer l'movoi, u'min l'movoi l'chotzer. You're not allowed to go mi'machnas l'moitzi from the Chotzer to the Movoi, mavi to the Chotzer. V'kev v'sheshovs l'mechotzer, anything that was within the Chotzer, mutl tatl l'mechotzer. Yes, within the Chotzer itself, you can carry items that were in the Chotzer from Erev Shabbos and carry them weiter on Shabbos, Chotzer l'chotzer, inside the same Chotzer. But u'b'mavi osir, if you have items, now it's not clear what this means, but the Gemara assumes at this point that kelim that was shoivis in the mavoi, you would not be able to go and carry further in the mavoi on Shabbos, even though the chotzer kelim sheshovs b'chotzer mutal taltal b'chotzer, but not the kelim that was shoivis in the mavoi, you would not be able to metaltal them on Shabbos further in the mavoi. We're going to focus on this in the mavoi osir in about 10-12 lines. We're going to get back to that. The major focus for us is going to be now Reb Shimon, because after all, we're trying to bring a raya as to what Reb Shimon holds in the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. Is there a distinction between Irvu and Loi Irvu or not? Notice the beginning of the Braisa posited that the case is talking about Loi Irvu. So, Reb Shimon Mat, Reb Shimon is Mat, show you Reb Shimon Oymen, Kozman Shehin Shul Rabin. As long as there's a large crowd, in other words, there have multiple homeowners, the shakhu, they forgot the loy irvu, and they did not make an erev again. The loy irvu, gag, the chotzer, bachsadra, humarpeses, the karfeif, umavoy, kulanushus achasein. Notice the difference between this price and the previous price. The previous price, we left out the karfeif, we also left out the mavoy. And therefore, the Gemara concluded that was rabbanan. Here, it's very clear that it's Reb Shimon, because here we go through every conceivable rishus other than a bias. Agag, achotra, achsadra, marpeses, karfim, mavi, kulun shesachs. Okay, and therefore you can carry from one to the other. So now the Gemara is medayik. Notice that the ratio we said, v'loy irvu, tamad loy irvu. It's only because they didn't make an Erev. And again, we're assuming that didn't make any Erev whatsoever. Not only did they not make an Erev from Chotzer Aleph to Chotzer Beis, but they didn't even make an internal Erev within Chotzer Aleph. Internal meaning all of the residents of A did not make an Erev in Chotzer A. And the same thing is for B, and the same thing is for C. They didn't make an Erev. Ha Erevu, it's mashmid, if they would have made an Erev in Chotzer A, or in Chotzer B, loy, then they could not do this. Why couldn't they do? Why can't you go and carry from Chotzer Aleph to Beis, or from Chotzer to Gag, and Gag to Chotzer to Karfif? Why can't you? Oh, I know why. Because if they did make an Erev, by mistake, they might go and carry items that were originally in the bayis. And this is Rav speaking, that Rav said that according to Reb Shimon, even though Reb Shimon is a groisa mekel in this respect, that you can go and carry everywhere and anywhere, gag, chotzer, chsadr, pesach, karfif, kop. But all, you have to be careful not to go and take any items that were p'toich bayis. And therefore, if there was an erev internally in any one of the chatzeres, don't carry. So l'choira, we see the clear-cut chilik between Irvu and Loi Irvu. Everything you want to know, my Loi Irvu Chad Seiris Bahadi Adodi. It means that Aleph didn't make with Beis, and Beis with Gimel, and Gimel with Dalet. If all five Chad Seiris would have made a Reuven and Shetuf and Mavois, one with the other, we wouldn't have a case. Of course, you'd be able to carry everything and anything. Everything would be great. But they did make internal a Reuven in each one of the individual Chad Seiris. And therefore, since they made individual Eruvin, says the Gemara, you have no raya to Rav. In fact, according to this new interpretation, this is exactly what Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are saying, that even though they were individual Eruvin, every single one of the Chatzeres, I am not gozer, he's going to make a mistake of carrying mani debatim, kelim that were in the bayis originally, and that he put into the Chatzer legally based on an Eruv, and then that they transferred it from, and I'm not concerned that they might go and continue to transfer it, not only from the bayis to the chotzer, but then further on from the chotzer to the gag, and the gag to the karpif, and the karpif to the mavi, and the mavi to the achsadra, and the achsadra to the marpeses. I'm not worried. Faitimura, how can you go and say that pshat for lo yirvu k'toni? Doesn't it say very clearly in the bayis lo yirvu? Lo yirvu lo nishtatfu. Shtatfu was like shitufe mavois, in other words, like the eruvi chatzerois, that there was nothing, there was an internal eruv within the chotzer. Yes, there was. You didn't have the broader Erev Shetuf from a voice to take together all the Chatzeres as one and have them all be able to carry from one to the next and further into the Mavoi.
Here we're saying that Mavoi is different than Chatzer. In the previous Brisa, we said it was on the same level as the Chatzer. It seems like there's a subtle shift going on here.
Okay, so the previous Brisa, remember, according to the Gemara's conclusion, goes according to the Rabbanon. And according to the Rabbanon, Karfif and Mavoi are both out of the picture. The only thing that was in the picture is the Gag, the Chotzer, the Achsadra, and Marpeses. It's true, we have broadened the cases according to the Rabbanan, because even Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph only talked about a Gag and a Chotzer. But now we are expanding Gag and Chotzer to Achsadra and Marpeses, and apparently those are also considered to be of similar Tashmish utility and usage on Shabbos. Mashenki and the Karf of the Mavoi were considered to be, if you will, out of reach, not usable to that same extent. And therefore, the
Excuse me, I says Gag v'chatzer v'achsadra v'chatzer 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 v'mavoi kulon rushus achasein. Reb Shimon Omer, this is Reb Shimon, I'm talking about within Reb Shimon, not Chachamim, not anybody else, within Reb Shimon.
Okay. Barry, I hear you loud and clear. The way you posited the question, you said that this chotzer, this price is different than the previous discussion that we had in the Gemara. So I had assumed that you're referring to the earlier price. So forget about the earlier price. Earlier price is all, as you pointed out correctly, that was all according to the Rabbanon, according to the Maskanas HaGemara. And that price distinguished between chotzer, achsad, marpeses on one side, and Karfa Mavi on the other side. So now that you're talking now internally in this Brisa. And in this Brisa, Reb Shimon does not distinguish between all of the cases, the Gag, the Chotzer, Chsadim, Marpeses, Karfa Mavi, all are Rishus Achasein, right? We all agree. Fine. And we also agree that it said in the Brisa, it's Tafke Shaloi Irvu. And now the question is, Vos Main Shaloi Irvu? Does Shaloi Irvu mean that they didn't make any Erevin at all? Or it means that they didn't make a collective Erev from Chotzer to Chotzer, or for that matter, all the Chatzeres with the Shetufin Mavois. However, they did make internal Eruvin in each one of the Chatzeres. And since they did make internal Eruvin in every one of the Chatzeres, say Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, you have no Raya to Rav. You would only have a Raya to Rav if the Braisa was talking exclusively that they did not make Eruvin in separate Chatzeres. Oh, you see, you know why it has to be talking about that there was no Erev in the separate Chatzeres? Because we're concerned about Rav's Gzeira, that you might come to take money the Batim and transfer them from the Batim to the Chotzer, to the Gag, to the Karfif, etc. Says the Gemara, no, it's talking about that they did make separate Eruvin in each one. It's a V'lei Irvu K'tani. My L'Irvu L'Ei Nishtatfu. No Nishtatfu means that the Chatzeres didn't get together and make a Shetufei Mavois to be able to go and carry within the entire Mavoi complex, which would include all of the Chatzeres. That they did not do. But they did make separate Eruvin in each individual chatzer. Says Reb Shimon, even though they made separate Eruvin in each chatzer, Reb Shimon, Aliba de Shmuel and Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not concerned that a person will make a mistake and he's going to go and carry items that were originally in the bayis and now are in the chatzer, that he's going to go and carry them further from the chotzer into the gag and into the karfif and into the mavid into the chsadr. I'm not worried about that because a person will be careful. Brother Shai says they're going to put stickers on each one of the items. Okay, so I'm not worried. But what am I allowed to do now on Shabbos? I am allowed to, therefore, says Reb Shimon, go and carry all the items that were in the gag and take them to the chotzer, into the achsadra, into the marpeses, and into the karfif, and even into the mavoi. Kulam reshus achasein, according to Reb Shimon, even though they didn't make any eruv vis-a-vis these chatzeres together, in the mavoi, they each individual chotzer made one, but there was not a joint eruv for all of them together. Says Reb Shimon, that doesn't matter. The only point and the only time that the chamim were worried about eruvin was batim and chatzeres. But putting batim out of the picture, then you can carry from the gag to the chotzer, to the chsad, to the marpeses, to the karfif, to the mavoi. All of them are reshus achasein. Does that answer your question? I know it was a short question, a very long answer, but hopefully that addresses it. Apparently it does not. What is the problem, still Barry?
It says in the verse, karfif and mavoi. And now we're saying lo nishtatru. Nishtatru is only had referring to shitufei mavoz.
Correct.
So the families, these five families, each made an internal eruv of each of the chatzeros.
Correct.
They did not make a super shitufei mavoz to allow them to carry within the mavoi. Okay?
Stop. It doesn't allow them to carry within the mavoi items that were originally inside the bayis. Because they didn't make the shetufei mavois, they cannot carry batim objects. How would the batim objects get to the mavoi? By going from the bayis to the chotzer to the mavoi. No. You can take from the bayis to the chotzer, because as you said, they made an internal eruv. But you cannot take him to the mavoi. But at the same time, if you had items that were shoyveis in the chotzer from Erev Shabbos, even though you didn't make any Erev whatsoever, you can go and take these chotzer items to the karfif and to the mavoi around town and show it to everybody. Good. That was teretz number one. Liba Yisayim have another teretz. Reb Shimon Devrein Rabbanu Ka'amalahu. Reb Shimon over here is addressing the Rabbanu. And he's saying, Lididi, according to me, Loishna Erev, Loishna Lo Erev. It makes absolutely no difference. Your Erev, Nisht Erev, your Shittuv, Nisht Shittuv. Because according to Reb Shimon, you can carry everywhere except for Batim. But you can always carry from Movi to Chotzer to Karfif to Gag. Everything is fine. Elitchu, according to you, the Rabbanan, that you say, no. Oily Mias, at least agree with me. If there was no Erev made, and therefore you don't have to worry about a concern that you will switch and take an item from the bayis to the chotzer, to the mavoi, to the karviv, to the gag. You didn't make an Erev. Then agree with me, at least in that case, since there are no gzeres, they're all reshus achas. No, I respectfully disagree. The gag and the chotzer are one reshus, but the karfif and the mavoi are a different rishus, and don't mix and match all of these rishuyos together. Final shikos of Gemara Omamar, ube mavoi osir. Now where did we have the mavoi osir? Remember I told you about 10 minutes ago that we're going to come to this mavoi osir. This was, I'm sure, and Brother Shai has been waiting with anxious anticipation, with bated breath. Anyway, if you go back to the beginning of the Brayse of Tosh Shema, which was about 10 lines, 12 lines on the top of the Amud, Chumash Chatzeres, Pesuch HaZulazud, etc., 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 and the Brayse continued on, that Osu L'Hachdis V'Kulam, V'Shokha Kulam V'Le'irvu, Osu L'Hachdis Hoytzi M'Chotzi L'Mavi, Mina Mavi L'Chotzi, V'Kekelim Sheshavzi B'Chotzi, V'Kekelim Sheshavzi B'Chotzi, Mutal Taltal M'Chotzi, U'B'Mavoi is Osur. Aha. Now, what means a mavi osir? So the Gemara assumes at the moment that even though you have kelim sheshofzeh b'chotzer, you're allowed to carry them in the chotzer. However, if you have kelim sheshofzeh b'mavoi, it will be osir to go and carry them in the mavoi. Omamar, down to the bottom. Ubamavoi osir li misayle l'rabzeir amarav. L'choy the writer l'rabzeir amarav. V'yom l'rabzeir amarav. Mavoi shalinishtat fuboy. When you have a mavi where they did not make a shetufei mavois, and you have items in the mavi itself that were there from Erev Shabbos, hey, metaltel el bedalat amis, you can go only be metaltel em dalat amis, similar to the Rav that we had at the beginning of today's share. If you have all of these gagin one after the other. You can only metaltel dalet amis in particular gag. Here too, you can only metaltel dalet amis in the mavi. And that's why it says, mavi osir. In other words, you cannot go and carry it the length and the breadth of the mavi only within dalet amis. Even Rishus Rabbi, you're allowed to carry up to dalet amis. So here too, you can do dalet amis. So the choyer a writer, b'zeiro marav, that if you didn't make any type of shituf on the mavi, so the mavi doesn't have an eirav, no shittim, no gunish, you only get dalet amis. That's what it says, mavi osir. Even no, this is not Reb Shimon speaking. This is the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon Matir, he says, even from Gag to Chotzer to Mepesach to Karpet to Movi. In Movi too. Look at the long line. Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon Oymer calls mentioned Rabin, Gag Chotzer Chsad to Mepesach Karpet and Movi Kol Anushus Achase. Very good. Anyway, no problem. This is the Rabbanan speaking, and the Rabbanan said, "Movi loy." So the Chayres is starker right. Reb Yudah Merab, not Reb Yudah, Reb Zeira Merab. The Movi shall start for Wein Metal Medal Rams. Says you want to know? Ema, let's make a slight change. Not that it says Uba Movi Oser, Ulim Movi Oser. What means Ulim Movi Oser? Again, going back to that price. The kelim sheshavtu bechotzer mutal taltam bechotzer. If you have kelim in the chotzer, you can go and transfer them further in the chotzer. But don't take them the chotzer to the mavoi. From the chotzer, lim mavoi aser. In other words, kelim that were originally shoivis in the mavoi from Erev Shabbos, maybe you could carry the length and breadth of the entire mavoi. Not like Reb Zeira Amarav. And that the Braisa said you cannot carry in the mavoi means into the mavoi. But internal kelim, the mavoi, you've got to go and carry. Freiti Gemara. That doesn't sound like the right pshat because Hainu Reisha, because the Reisha of that Braisa already said the same thing. That what? Shok Chukun, let's start the Braisa again. Toshima, Chomish Chatzeris, which are open to the Mavoi. The Shok Chukun, Veloi Irvu. Osel Hachlis, Lhoitzi, Michotzel, Mavoi. You know that I carry from the Chotzer to the Mavoi. Or the Mavoi, the Chotzer. All that came, Shavs, Bechotzer, Mutal Talim, Bechotzer. But the Mavoi is us. You're telling me, Lim Mavoi. Kalim from the Chotzer to the Mavi is Osir. I just said that you're Osir lahachnis lahoitzi mechotzer lamavi. How many times do you have to repeat the same thing again? Yes. Everything more Mishnah is Seira is Trichalei. No, I do need to repeat it twice. Because Mao the same keep Rabban Alei Reb Shimon had imid hecha di irvu. Maybe the Rabban only disagreed with Reb Shimon in the case where they made an Erev with the Svara of Rav that we've been saying throughout today's Shir. And what's the Svara of Rav? That if there's a they might make a switch. They might go and take Mani de Kalim that were originally in the bias and take it into the Chotzer and from the Chotzer into the Karfiv and the Karfiv into the Mavi. So maybe that's where there was a concern. Hechad the Irvu. Av Hechad loy Irvu Moidulei. If there was no Eirv from the bias to the Chotzer or into whatever, then I don't have to worry from what? That he's going to go and take Kalim from that were originally in the bias and are now situated in the Chotzer. And he's going to go and take him to the Mavoi. I would think I don't have to be concerned about that. Kamash Balon, that's why the Rabbanan repeated this halacha twice. And they're saying, Rabbeisai, it makes absolutely no difference whether Irvu or Loi Irvu. The only heter that we allow, that is the Rabbanan allow, is Davke from Gag to Chotzer and Chotzer to Gag, but not further into the Karfif, and not further into the Mavoi. And that's why it says, Ulim Mavoi is Osur. And we'll stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Mechem, start a new Inyan tomorrow, Meravina Lerav Ashi. Anybody have any questions? Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai, Zagi, Bench Zagi, Zint, Kultiv, Reb Shlomo, Barry, and everybody else, Robert, and everybody else on the phone.
745.
And David. Sorry?
745.
Mitzvah tomorrow morning, 7:45 in Mitzvah Shem. It's really 7:45-ish, because every time on Mondays and Thursdays we have laning and we have the Tachlin, so sometimes it goes over a minute or two. But in Mitzvah Shem, 7:45 approximately.
So, Robert,
have a wonderful day. Oh, Mr. Mayor, welcome back. Long time no see. Great to have you back.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thank
you. We used to have more yard sites. Celebrations that we do.
Celebrations?
Well, that people aren't as, you know, we
occasions.
Have occasions. Occasions.